This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Effective today, the Federal Aviation Administration has new rules on commercial use of small unmanned aircraft. Commercial operators need to take an exam at one of the FAA's nearly 700 testing centers. Gigi Duban has more.
If the terms density, altitude, and temperature inversion mean nothing to you, you're probably going to have a hard time passing this test.
We have a lot of students who got their private pilot license in the late 70s or 80s, and they're coming back and studying this stuff for a second time.
That's Alan Perlman, founder of Drone Pilot Ground School, an online prep course for the new FAA exam. It's 60 questions, multiple choice. More than 3,300 people have signed up, according to the FAA. Soon,
many more people should be able to qualify to operate a drone.
That's Michael Sievers, an attorney specializing in drone regulations. That includes farmers looking to survey crops, building inspectors. Sievers says one thing the new rule doesn't require
is lots of time with hands-on training operating the actual aircraft.
He says that's probably because drones are simpler to operate than full-size aircraft. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
The new federal regs today apply to drones weighing less than 55 pounds, like a very big bag of dog food that flies.